This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
I'm not a huge Beyonce fan.
I don't really know her music that much, except when I was a boy or something.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheebrick with a pass left corner, had open three for the tie. Good! Wiley had knocked down a three!
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpup.
Pyle dribbling in and a one-handed jam! This place is rocking! And Pyle with 15 as he slams it down with authority!
Everything happening in the sports world.
Could be another one.
Here comes Jake with a left-handed jam! Hey boy, we're rolling here at the lineup!
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
Steve has a great feel for Lifetime movies, despite 5 minutes ago saying, I don't know what Lifetime movies are.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM, KBBE. Or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the man who is ready for a little shorter show today.
Short show.
Real short show. Mr. Steve Sell.
Abbreviated show. I can't believe you're wearing a Chiefs shirt and not an Arkansas shirt today.
I've run out of Arkansas shirts, considering I've worn almost all of them over the last 10 days.
And tonight could be a big... Well, you better do laundry tonight, because tonight's a big night.
Woo, Steve, I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah.
What I've been saying all year... Arkansas is good to me.
Yeah.
But they will get to some big games a lot of the time, but they never win that biggest one.
Yeah, but they beat Oregon State's ace last night.
But man, I feel good today.
Oh, you got who's pitching for Arkansas today?
Well, Arkansas is going to throw excellent lefty, crafty lefty.
Crafty.
Casey Murphy.
Okay.
He's been their number two guy all year.
Irish Casey Murphy.
He'll be taking on Oregon State and the Arkansas Razorbacks, Steve. Have a chance to be national champions.
There you go, your team.
National champions.
Wow.
And the thing that makes it exciting here, Steve, is that remember I'm going on this vacation next week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where do you think I'm going to be on Friday night?
Arkansas.
I'm going to be in Arkansas on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
So, hypothetically, if the Arkansas Razorbacks won the national championship tonight...
You could be at the parade.
I could be at a parade.
Will it be as big as the Royals?
No, they don't quite have as many people... In Northwest Arkansas, dude. There would be a lot of people.
Do you got your hog's head?
Well, whatever? I've got it down in Arkansas.
Okay.
Another hypothetical. Arkansas doesn't win tonight. They win Thursday. Parade maybe on like a Saturday?
Oh, yeah, you'd make it.
Well, guess where I'm going to be on Saturday.
There you go. Tracy going to be there?
Tracy will be there.
Okay, what about...
Cliff will be there.
Cliff will be there.
Stryker will even be there.
Who?
Stryker.
The dog?
You ever seen a picture of Stryker?
No.
Can't believe you never seen Stryker.
No.
He's a good boy.
Okay.
Stryker, I guess, in... October, he will turn 14.
Wow.
He's an old man.
My dog was 15.
Look at this picture of me and Stryker at Christmas of 2004.
You look a little young in that picture.
Well, I was 9.
Okay.
So yeah, I do look a little young. I had a black polo or a black turtleneck on.
There you go.
I looked real good. Yeah. But, Steve, I'm excited. The Arkansas Razorbacks have a chance to win a national championship for me. And you know what that means?
I don't know. Banner.
Well, if they win, Steve's going to get on these airwaves.
Oh, geez.
And he's going to call the Hogs.
You're going to have to write it out because I can't remember what it's.
I'll teach you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Hoo! You're going to do that. You're going to make that sound. I'm so excited. So, everybody that's listening, you got to root for me tonight. Arkansas Razorbacks playing. You won't have to watch the Royals tonight because they play this afternoon, taking on the Milwaukee Brewers. And trying to score more than 4 runs in a game for the first time in nearly a month.
Since June 2nd.
19 games in a row. Which is hard to do.
And I did a column on the Royals' woes today, midkansasonline.com, sell on sports. And detailing the Royals' woes, Alcides Escobar hitting 118 in the month of June. Whit Merrifield, 1 RBI the month of June. Salvador Perez, 157 the month of June. They have had 9 games of 1 run or less, and 3 of their 4 wins have been because their pitching staff threw a shutout. There's a lot of just crazy numbers, and none of them are good for the Royals. I really feel bad. They got a bunch of young guys now, though. They're trying to play hard. They just have no hitting. Alex Gordon, I mean, 15 RBIs in 63 games. You project that out. That's not even 45 for a season. He's making $18 million a year on average right now. I mean, that's just pathetic.
Well, the reason that we have a short show today, and we're going to get out of here in about a minute, is Royals pregame starts in 3 minutes.
Denny
Matthews?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he's in Milwaukee.
Steve Stewart, probably.
Steve Fizioc.
Okay.
No longer producer-engineer Don Free. It's producer-engineer Keith Kowalski.
Oh, yeah. We know Keith Kowalski.
Yeah, good guy.
Good guy. Kent used to come in here.
So we'll get into that here in a little bit. Royals will be off tomorrow. And then they have a three-game series in Seattle this weekend. Some late nights.
Yeah.
That's the worst part about going out west is those, like, 9 o'clock starts. Oh,
brutal.
Whew. But short show today. Not a whole lot going on. Tomorrow, remember, we're going to have former Bullpup Jace Alexander in studio. We'll be excited to talk a little more football. Enjoyed having Drew Lambert on the show yesterday.
Did a great job. Fantastic.
So we'll do that tomorrow.
In fact, I was told the bus.
Ooh.
The bus stopped me at the golf course yesterday and said they were listening to the show out there.
I'm sure
on
they
their
were.
Break. Oh, yeah.
They're plugging holes.
Their guy, Drew. Oh, yeah. Their guy, Drew.
So, Steve, one more time. Who are you rooting for tonight?
Oh, got to be Arkansas. You got to, you know, go Pigs or whatever.
Yeah, good enough.
Suey Pig, Pig Suey.
What I'll give you the break with that.
Okay.
But you feel pretty good?
I do.
You
because
think
they,
Hogs can do it?
Because they've beaten Oregon State's best guy.
There you go.
Yep. You always throw that number one right out of
you. Gotta feel good. Yep. All right, short show today. We're getting out of here. Tomorrow, Jace Alexander in studio. Friday, we're feeling good with vacation right around the corner. Hopefully we get to hear Steve call the Hogs. Does it sound good to you?
Sounds good to me.
We wrap things up. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union and Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 1230 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.